UAW, KN4BWA.
KN4BWA, W4DJW.
I'm going to be over at Easley first thing in the morning and be looking for that info on the coatings probably around 10:30, quarter of 11.
All right, give me just a second. I'll be right back. All right, sorry about that. Amy came home from work early today. She's working from home the rest of the day, and she was in the other room. The door was open, and it was kind of loud, so I had to go close the door. But that's good, and I should be around here, unless we go out tomorrow morning and do some of the errands we got to do for Christmas stuff.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, you'd be proud of me. I stripped out the Cadet today of the old radios and gear and got it all laid out, got the new receiver in, programmed, calibrated, and working in the right direction.
Yay, that's cool. That's good. It does take a few times. I went through that same phase that you're going through now where I had to keep going back and looking. But then after like the third or fourth one, like you, I started getting to where I could do it without having to go back and digging through the documentation. Now, since I transferred over to that tandem, going back to that X9D would be a little bit difficult. But I'm going to have to do that for the repeater in the sky.
What do you mean that tandem?
That FreeSky X20S? Its name is Tandem because it does 900 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz spread spectrum at the same time.
Okay, and then you've got an X9 like mine?
Well, it's not like yours. It's like 6 or 7 years prior to yours. It doesn't. Yours is, they did a lot of enhancements between yours and mine. Yours does a lot of things mine won't do. Yours is probably the most advanced one out there, whereas mine's probably extremely stable, but it doesn't have a lot of stuff yours has.
And then that tandem is that much further out ahead of mine, isn't it?
Well, it's on the cutting edge. It will cut you. Yours won't. Yours is on the leading edge. Mine's on the bleeding edge.
But anyhow, I thought you'd be proud of me. I got it all programmed. All I got to do now is go over to Easley and get that. I got one little two sticks of wood. And I got to get the covering. And, hey, man, I'm back in the air with a new radio, a new receiver. That's going to be interesting. If I remember right, I had pretty much 100% throw on everything on that Cadet. And I programmed it in at 90, 60, and 30. For rates, and same thing, about 60 on the exponential, and I think I'm going to have to leave that top one at 100. That elevator does not move that much at that position, so I may have to go back and rethink that one.
But you have the clevises in the same pinhole that they were in the control horns that they were in, both the control horn and the elevator horn. You've got them both in the same hole they were in before?
There. None whatsoever.
Okay, well, you should be able to find happy medium there, because it did. It had plenty of elevator, but it didn't cause it to tip stall when you were landing, right?
Like I said, the elevator, I think I've got it turned down a little too far. So I had full throw on it, and I had full throw on the ailerons too. But I can quiet them down just a little bit. That ought to be really fun. All right, well, good enough. Well, just look for me tomorrow, probably around 10:30, quarter of 11. I'll snapshot you some info and get some product numbers for you.
Okay, I'll do that. I just looked at my phone and saw that you called an hour ago. Is that what this was about? I wasn't in here. Maggie and I were probably out at the mailbox an hour ago.
about an hour ago. Yeah. But hey, it's fine. It's fine. I just thought I'd give you a quick call and see if I could catch you on the radio. All right, bud. Well, listen, get back in there at it, and I will talk to you soon. 7-3, if there's nothing else. KN4VWA, I'm clear, Bubba.
All right, well, people are starting to send in their 2022 dues for Briars, so I need a picture of you and a signature when you get a chance so I can generate your card. The first batch of 8 is almost ready to go out. I got 2 more signatures I got to get, and the first batch will go out.
I'll try to get that done tonight. Took a quick snapshot. But now, listen, are you sure you want to do that? Because now, I'll tell you, I've been known to break a lens or two.
Hey, it's your camera. I'm just getting the artifact from the picture taken. It's your lens.
And you've emailed me before, that's right. So I've got your email, so can I just email it to you?
You can either do either one you want. You can text it or email, whatever suits you.
Like that, I could just simply email a photograph of my signature to you, couldn't I?
You could text it or email it. It's probably easier to text. You just sign a piece of blank white paper. Get the lighting good, because the ones that are coming in, it's like they've got the light turned off on their phone, and the paper turns out really dark gray, and the signature is black, and I have to do a lot of bleaching of the gray paper because their light wasn't on. But it works, but it just makes the signature look faded. On the card. So just make sure you turn your light on and flash it with some light when you take the picture from your camera to make it white, all right, to give me a good contrast. And then you can just text it to me if that's easier.
Do that. And now, as far as, you'll size it and do all that to get it on the right size of everything. I'm sure you got that type of photoshopping ability.
Absolutely. I have the GIMP. It is the best image editor in the world, the GIMP.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one. GIMP?
Yeah, it's open source. So, and its contributors are in the tens of thousands. So it's the best that's out there, bar none. There's no commercial product that can even attempt to keep up with it.
So it's free?
Yeah, but now the learning curve is like climbing Mount Everest. it's not an easy learning curve. You got to dedicate some time to learn how to use it, but it is, by far, it exceeds anything out there that you can purchase.
Well, that's interesting. Well, see, now, you do know that with my medical digital imaging, I had to deal with a whole bunch of that stuff, so I'm kind of hoping I'm going to go over and grab that and at least have a little bit of a leg up on it.
Well, it's been out for a long time. It was mostly Unix products for a long time, which is all I ever really worked in at work, was Unix, so I got to know it from work stuff. But, It's ported to Windows and Mac and everything else now. It's ported to all the different platforms. So, yeah, the GIMP, G-I-M-P. Yeah. But do be aware that it takes a while to figure out what it's doing, and it's not like other stuff, because most likely, if it's a capability that's out there, they're the ones that invented it, and others have probably tried to duplicate it, and they might have a different way of doing it, but theirs is probably the original way of doing it.
All right. Good enough. I'll go do a little bit of exploring with Algorithm City here in a little while.
All right. Well, let me get back at it. I'm importing, every day I import a few more of this club's members from 79, and some of them, like today, I'm on a page that about half of them or when I say pull it from the FCC, because if it can pull from the FCC, it fills in most of the fields for me. And when I pull it from FCC database, about half of them on the page I'm on now are still there. So that's pretty cool. Same address. Same name, same address. They're still on the FCC record. Somebody, because usually if they go silent key, they've got a few years, and after those years pass, somebody will go, if they had a really good call, somebody will go pick up their call. But these guys are still kicking. I don't know where they are. They're not on the air, but they're keeping their license renewed. Anyway, I got to get back at it. They had like about 60 or 70 back then, so, and I'm approaching the halfway point now. Anyway, that's what I'm doing now while it's too cold to go fly. KM4VW. Oh, there's a K4VWA that was a member of our club just not too long ago. I don't know if you knew that. The only difference between your call and his call is the N in your call. Anyway, catch you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Cool, Dave. All right, I'll talk to you later, big guy. And look for that info to come in tomorrow. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
4HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. Hey, Patrick, what's the route on Monday?
We're in Travelers Rest and Brea area on Monday.
You come to Greer on Tuesdays or Wednesdays?
I make my way over there Wednesday afternoon, and I'm there all day Thursday.
Oh, I thought it was just one day. Okay, good. 2 days. Wednesday and Thursday. I have to remember that in the future. Look for your icon going past my house, because you go within about a mile from me when you go to Greer, when you come down 290.
Wednesday, I start in Easley, and then I end up over in Greer. And then Thursday, like I said, I'm over there all day.
When you start in Easley, do you go through town and cut and go down Wade Hampton to get to Greer from Easley, or do you go down 290 both days? Because when you're coming on straight here on Thursdays, you probably come down 290, right?
Roger that. I'll come through there about 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday morning.
Well, I'm up about then. I'll have to start looking at my APRS icons. It's on a different desktop, but it runs 24/7. There's one that's Exaster. I don't know if you've heard of that one. There's another one that's UIView. They're running on this redundant APRS client. Just because it took me a while to get my Bionix. Bionix Tiny Track 4 working with APRS. And I just never shut it off after I finally got it working.
Pretty amazing what you can do on APRS. Right now, I'm working on sending text messages and emails, so I thought that was pretty neat, and also working on trying to hook up to the maps where I can monitor the APRS stuff around me as I'm driving around during the day.
We had a whole bunch of us that used to do that about, I don't know, 10 years ago. It's when one of the GPS manufacturers put Kenwood protocol on their GPS. And if you bought their GPS, you could see APRS, you could see everybody around you on the screen, the little APRS icon in your GPS. That was pretty cool. We all did that. It's probably no longer a thing anymore now that all the GPSs are built into the cars. But it was pretty cool back then. You could also like text message before there were cell phones.
I figured out how to do the text message and email last night, but I haven't been able to get the Garmin Nuvi 350 to work with it, because that's the one that is supposedly supposed to have the Kenwood software in it to work.
Well, it took me a few tries to get it to work, and back then, I forget what GPSs those were, but they were like $600 for a GPS, and this was like 10 or 12 years ago. That was very expensive for a GPS back in that day. Anyway, now it's probably a whole lot cheaper. But, yeah, Chad and I were doing that. He was sending me with Winlink via packet radio, a Winlink email over the air, and then I was replying to him with APRS packet over the air. It was kind of cool.
Me one last night, too, so we were doing the same thing. So that's kind of where it all started from. I've been trying to get the Garmin to work with it for a while now. I found a YouTube video that mentioned that it would work. That way you would have offline maps and not dependent on any kind of cell service. Because you can get it to work with your cell phone and Droid APRS or Droid, whatever it's called there. It'll work with that. But I was trying to get it with the offline stuff so it wasn't dependent on any kind of cell service.
But then it's got to hit to do email, to send it to an email client, unless it's a Winlink email client, somebody, you know, and I don't have one running, but it came through my email. But eventually it's got to hit the internet somewhere to get to, like, my email client, which is Charter, which is internet dependent. I guess the only way you could avoid the internet altogether is just to send it to an email address that's a Winlink email address.
Mapping feature, that's what I was looking for offline, so it wasn't dependent on that.
I have to do that same thing for when I go flying, and I'm flying a mission. I have to go to that area of the map, and I have to create a big rectangle, and I have to say download all the tiles for this area. That way when I'm off-site, right, and I'm looking at the computer and I'm watching it fly across the Earth, I can see the roads and the streets and the houses and the trees and the lakes and all that stuff. But if I don't do that, it's just look like looking at a paper map. It's kind of hard to tell where it is.
Well, that's where the Garmin Nuvi come in. It supposedly had the Kenwood software in it to work, and it has all the maps already loaded on it. I picked up one off of eBay for like $25 brand new in the box, so can't complain much about that.
Not at all. You're going further than I did. That's pretty cool. You're investigating all the latest technology on it. That's like a moving target. It never stops.
For sure. Right now, I got it back. You know, got into this hobby so that I would keep my mind challenged because I wasn't working on cars anymore to keep my mind active. I was getting bored, and so now I've got something. I feel like I'm going in 10 different directions at any given time with this radio thing.
And that's only that one that one area. You get into all the HF stuff and all the different digital modes on HF, and then you get into slow scan TV, then you get into moon bounce, then you get into fast scan TV, and you get up to 2.4 gigahertz. There's just no end. You can just go and go and go as far as you want to go.
Touched on any of that. Been messing around with DMR over on that side of things, and you talk about something that just utterly blow your mind. And how it works and how you got to get it all set up. It takes you a little bit to get your mind wrapped around how it works.
Yeah, I look at that every now and then, but I'm staying on the outside of the vortex on that. Because like you said, that you get sucked into that. That's like crossing over the event horizon with a black hole. You're never coming back out. So I stay cautiously far away from the vortex. I don't want to get sucked in past that, into that. You could go down with that thing. And that's like a black hole. You can get in, you can't ever get back out. That's just so much you can do in there.
But I find it interesting, and it's a challenge. Like I said, it's something to challenge my mind and keep me growing, keep me learning. So that's what I like about it.
Those guys are using Raspberry Pis for their hotspots now, too, aren't they? I think they're using Raspberry Pi single board computers for their hotspots.
They're up to Raspberry Pi 4 or something like that now. So there's a group of us on here that are playing with DMR and all that, and so it's pretty interesting. We're helping each other learn it as we go.
Any of the DMR made its way to HF yet, or is it still mostly VHF, UHF?
No, it's all UHF, VHF, mostly UHF because it's on the 70 centimeter band.
Okay. Well, I don't know that much about that stuff. Anyway, I heard you on there. I just thought I'd talk to you and say hello. I got to get back to my loading. My secretary duties for the Blue Ridge Club. Anyway, good talking to you. Stay safe out there. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
It's coming back to me, Dave. Sometimes on this time of day, nobody comes back because I know they're getting home or going to eat or whatever it is. But it makes the drive for me a lot better when I got somebody to talk to. So I appreciate it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
4-UL-P. Marjorie.
KO4HKX, Patrick here.
Patrick?
I am doing pretty good. I'm on my way home now, so I'm trying to enjoy the drive.
In Brevard, North Carolina, if I'm correct?
We live right outside of Brevard.
Which way are you coming from, South Carolina or somewhere else in North Carolina?
I just drove through Traveler's Rest on 25 heading up the mountain.
25 up?
Yeah.
Very familiar with that route. All the way till 6th grade, we drove 25 up and down to school every single day.
Cool at?
School in Flat Rock, North Carolina, but now I just have to get out of bed, get dressed, and eat breakfast and brush my teeth and just walk a few steps to school. School a lot better. You know, there are some things about an actual school that I miss, but yet homeschool has more benefits.
Yeah, there are definitely things about going to a school that you might miss out on, like the group activities and the social activity part of it, but a lot of that you can do without too.
I do miss, but there's lots of homeschool groups out there, and some schools that offer a homeschool curriculum, and or like a lot of homeschoolers to like participate like some of their activities. So we're hoping to be able to get involved in a school that we're looking at that does that. So we've already tried getting in, but they said to try after Christmas and won't be able to get in. So not sure if we'll be able to get into that or not, but they like band and sports and Spanish and maybe a few other things.
We'll get into it after the Christmas break here and get to join in on some of that stuff.
Able to already have my, I think, third cousin already going there and like my second cousin teaching there. So, you know, I already had some family at that school that we're trying to, you know, get involved in. So, you know. I also have some acquaintances over there, so I really, you know, I would like to get involved in that, have more of the social life back.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll make it. Sooner or later, you'll get back in there.
Did you have a good day at work today?
I had a better than I was expecting day, let's put it that way, for this time of year.
Interesting jobs, or was it just like the normal?
Normal day today, just roll through the motions and take care of what little warranty there was and handing people the tools they'd ordered.
Like an interesting job, and glad to hear that you had a good day. Is there anything else you're doing this coming week or so?
My tool truck can count every little piece of it by the part number on it, so that just thrills me to no end.
Doesn't sound really fun counting every single piece. Wow, that sounded like it would take a few hours.
It's taking a few days.
What's up in that truck?
Quite a bit of stuff in this truck. So, and lots of little pieces, that little sockets and things like that, and bits and screwdrivers that are all individual things. So they got to get counted individually.
Okay, 4ULP for Station ID. Well, that... What is the point in counting all those? Is there, like, a reason that the Maxwell company wants the information, or what?
We are a federal government, so that I don't have to pay taxes on stuff that I don't own, because the inventory counts get off throughout the year. Things get lost, things get stolen, things get taken out of inventory and don't get put back. Those kinds of things, it just gets off throughout the year. And I don't want to have to pay taxes on those things that I don't have. So that's why we do it.
Pretty good reason to do it. Yeah, I can see why you need to do that. Well, do you have to do it once or twice or three times a year or what?
Here.
At least you don't have to do it like every month. That'd get annoying. So do you have any plans for Christmas?
This year. This year's kind of an off year for the family, and with everything going on, some of them don't want to get together, don't want to put the effort into it, so it's just one of those years where there's not going to be much going on. How about you?
I have to sign off here, Patrick. So 73 is KO4ULP, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
To you, Alexander, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73. 4HKX, KO4NUE. KO4HKX, good afternoon, Chad. How are you? Heading up the mountain. Do you have a good day today? More than I was expecting for this time of year, so... I'm not complaining. How about yourself?
Today, me and a couple club members went up to the Pickens today. And went down there by the river. Down to the lower lot there. And had a pretty good time, I guess. And then swung by the deer camp. And had a little bit of lunch and then came on back to the house. But it was all good.
And I realized you didn't get that text message. I found out what I did wrong, so I'll try it again here in a little bit.
Okay, no worries. We still shooting for still gonna try for Tuesday night.
Anyway, that works for me.
I talked with Daniel last night, I believe. I believe it was last night, and we'll try to work something out with him maybe this week or whatnot, and see if we can get it moving between the three of us.
And I talked to Dave earlier. He said you were doing it with him, and he'd sent you an APRS text message to the WinLink email, so... Even if we don't get the wind link set up, I can still do it that way, because I figured out how to do that, too.
Him a message back through wind link and copied. I copied the message that I got from him. And I'm not sure how to interpret what I saw. I mean, I got his message, don't get me wrong. But I'm not sure how APRS works. Maybe that's some of the problem. But if I had to guess, just looking at the message, it looks like there's a possibility that there were 10 different repeaters of some sort that handled that message. I'm not exactly sure how to interpret that, but at any rate, I copied what I was seeing and sent a reply back to him to let him know that I did get his message through WinLink. So KO4NUE.
This works from bouncing it from radio to radio, and then or a digipeater or an iGate. So you've probably seen it hit 10 bounces through there, is what it was.
Actually, I guess you would have to set your radio up as either a user or a digipeter. Is that right?
Understanding that I don't know you can use your radio as a repeater or not.
I don't either. I've done absolutely nothing with APRS. But I mean, it seems like a pretty interesting system. I just would be curious as to how all that works. I'm not sure what a digipeater is, but oh Lord, you got me wondering now.
Hey Chad, can you bounce over to the White Oak repeater? Are you capable of that? Or where you at?
Yeah. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4HKX, and I'm clear.